Welcome to the most forward-thinking inspiration.
I was out for my walk today, and I'll tell you, boy, oh boy, do I understand now why dogs got so excited for a walk. I am an introvert by nature. Some would disagree with that. Actually, there's a term for what I am, introvert, extrovert, omnivert is what it's called. I really have to put in a lot of effort to go outside and to deal with a lot of people all at once. It's tough doing. I know. Times are tough. Rough life. Anyhow, I was out today walking around, and get the fuck away from me is a standard greeting these days. You got the COVID? Are you dying? What is that? The same pair of rubber gloves you've touched everything with? Let me just say, the people that are buying this tripe, it's absurd. It's this little bit of truth mixed in with this little bit of that and this little bit of this. Yes, COVID exists. Yes, it's existed for a long time. Yes, you can look up a patent on COVID. Yes, this is a different strain of COVID. Yes, to everything you've ever wanted to say, yes, the truth is in there. But so is all the other truths. We are shutting down. We're going to go dark. We're going to go black. We're going to lose power. Over COVID? What? The people weren't at the power plants. That was my best Frenchman accent. And to all my Frenchmen listening, and I know there are a few of you, I see these listens in Montreal. There's no power issue. There's no nothing. The phones are going to go dark. What does that have to do with anything? These are all conspiracies. Anyway, as I'm out for my walk, I get frustrated. I see these people walking by. I see these people in panic, but I also see smiles on people's faces. And I'm going to say, without a shadow of a doubt yet, that yeah, it's going to get fucked up. Somebody even changed my intro music. Did you guys catch that? That was weird. That was weird. Some say the end is near. I want to read you the lyrics to the song that mysteriously took over my intro. And for whatever reason, I've pulled it up. The song is called Enema. That sounds like fun. By Tool, which is kind of what we're doing right now. But whoever captioned this put it as Enema by Breaking Benjamin. Now, Benjamin Burley, if you're listening to this right now, could you please do a cover of this song? Because I'd love to hear you guys do Enema. Now, that being said, these are the lyrics to the song that broke into my intro. Some say the end is near. Some say we'll see Armageddon soon. I certainly hope we will. I sure could use a vacation from all this. Bullshit. Three ring. Circus. Sideshow of freaks here in this hopeless fucking hole we call LA. The only way to fix it is to flush it all away. Any fucking time, any effing day. Learn to swim. See you down in Arizona Bay. Fret for your figure and fret for your latte and fret for your lawsuit and fret for your hairpiece and fret for your Prozac and fret for your pilot and fret for your contract and fret for your car. It's a bullshit. Three ring, circus, sideshow of freaks here in this hopeless effing hole we call LA. The only way to fix it is to flush it all away. Any effing time, any effing day. Learn to swim, see you down in Arizona Bay. Some say a comet will fall from the sky, followed by meteor showers and tidal waves, followed by fault lines that cannot sit still, followed by millions of dumbfounded dipshits. And some say the end is near. Some say we'll see Armageddon soon. I certainly hope we will. I sure could use a vacation from this stupid shit, silly shit, stupid shit. One great big festering neon distraction. I have a suggestion to keep you all occupied. Learn to swim, learn to swim, learn to swim. Mom's gonna fix it all soon. Mom's coming round to put it back the way it ought to be. Learn to swim, learn to swim, learn to swim. Fuck L. Ron Hubbard and fuck all his clones. Fuck all these gun-toting hip gangster wannabes. Learn to swim, learn to swim, learn to swim. F retro anything and F your tattoos. F all you junkies and F your short memory. Learn to swim, learn to swim, learn to swim. F smile gland hands with hidden agendas. Sorry, F smiley glad hands with hidden agendas. I think I need glasses. It's kind of funny. F these dysfunctional, insecure actresses. Learn to swim, learn to swim, learn to swim. I'm praying for rain. I'm praying for tidal waves. I want to see the ground give way. I want to watch it all go down. Mom, please flush it all away. I want to see it go right in and down. I want to watch it go right in. Watch you flush it all away. Yeah, time to bring it down again. Don't just call a pessimist. Try to read between the lines. And I can't imagine why you wouldn't welcome any change, my friend. I want to see it come down, plug it down, suck it down, flush it down. Why I read that to you in such a tone, and, you know, maybe some of you guys have it, you know, sped up because my singing voice was not as fancy as it could have been. I posted that in there because we're in a fun time right now. Every single person that has something to say about where we are and what we're doing. There are people that will say the virus is real and we need to social distance. I think that's bullshit and I'll call it out. I'll call it out. What do I have to lose? Somebody going to punch me in the face? Not like that's never happened before. But at the same time, like I said, there's truth in it. I'm calling bullshit on the epidemic and the pandemic. Some man ate a bat in China and it collapsed the world economy and our freedoms have been taken away. Weird thing about that bat is a random man in a random market ate a random bat and got COVID. So goes the story. And since then, all the princes and the celebrities now have COVID. Yet none of our friends do. None of us normal people. None of us folk down here in the sewers. It's all the celebrities and all the princes and royalty. These are the people that caught the COVID from the man that ate the bat. There are holes in this story, ladies and gentlemen. Don't kid yourself. The hospitals are empty. Why are the hospitals empty? Don't believe me? Google the hashtag empty hospitals or why are the hospitals empty or just punch in empty hospitals or just go and use your eyes. Take a quick look. And then you know what? The hospitals are empty because of the COVID patients, because they're expecting an influx, because you don't know what the second and third wave is going to be. Wow. Do we ever have a generation of people who can regurgitate bullshit? Stupid shit, stupid shit, stupid shit. I want to wash it all away. I laugh at this because as I sit here and preach this, I'm not talking about any absolute. There is no one story. People are saying it's 5G. People are sick from 5G. That makes sense too. Look up 5G, ladies and gentlemen. 5G will microwave you from the outside if it's turned up too high. And yes, with 5G, they can change what frequency it is. They can change the amplitude of what's going on. If they want to press a button, and they can fire it up. Another thing that we have to think about is, why would Bill Gates be the man who comes up with the cure? And if anyone thinks about sticking a microchip in their skin, you people don't know what the mark of the beast is. Now we're talking biblical. So you can watch the news, or you can ask all kinds of questions, or you can say, I'm a fucking conspiracy nut, right? And I'm doing that face where the guy's like, meh, meh. The only other one is that clown. I'm going to do what the government says because it's my safety at stake. Ah, la, la. And the guy's just slowly becoming a clown. You've all seen it. You all love it. I get frustrated. I don't know if it comes across in my voice at all that I'm a little bit peeved, but I'll tell you this right now. You guys listening to this today, you're going to get another one tonight. I'm going live tonight with two of my good friends, and that's going to be uploaded. So that's going to be a lot of fun too. And we're going to talk about all this sort of stuff. This was supposed to be a short little clip. Things to think about. Why will the phones go dead? Why? So we have 5G that's killing people. It's a possibility. We have the COVID virus that's killing people, but it doesn't make any sense because all the numbers are bullshit. And you can see reports from all over the place that the numbers are inflated. If people looked sick and then they got killed from COVID, you can look up people all over the place that are like, the news is reporting that my uncle died and it's bullshit. He's not the first to die because he didn't have COVID. He's been sick for years. So feel free to look it up. And I'm not talking to you. I have to say that my audience, you guys have been remarkable throughout this. And yeah, it's been a weird time, man. We're in weird times. You guys are rock stars. Some of you just listen to Chirp, but you know what? You're listening, and that counts. And some of you listen because there's kind of some fun information in here. And some of you have started reaching out more and more. I'm busier now than I've ever been, which is fantastic because this is, at the end of it all, the Grand Awakening, right? So right now, it's one of them anyway. I shouldn't say the Grand. I don't know. I'm not the Grand Poobah. I'm not, Fred Flintstone and his Water Buffalo? That ain't me. That ain't me, B. But we're seeing stuff and we're putting the dots together and we're checking things out. And even the staunchest of naysayers can say, well, this is just coincidence then. But think about this. A man in China ate a bat and now Prince Charles has COVID. All right then. Right? The other theory again is Q. QAnon. Hey, man. That's a whole can of worms. QAnon has been dropping hints and this, that, and the other thing. And there is a huge community that believes in QAnon. And QAnon says there's going to be a big blackout and we're going to round everybody up. All the pedophiles, all of this, all of that. I don't know if it's true. I would like to believe it's true because we don't need that world. And people would say, well, why would the deep state round up the deep state? We, the lonely humans in this game that they're playing, don't have much to go on. Right? We only know what we know. And what we know is based solely off all the bullshit that they've told us. Education or indoctrination. It started from school. We believe the earth is what it is. And now you've got flat earthers arguing with globe earthers and this, that, and the other thing. But the reality is they offered us the flat earth and they offered us the globe earth. And then you hear things like they're mocking us. They've got the UN flag as the flat earth. No, man. The flat earth was there to be discovered so people would stop looking for what else there was. Right? And there are other people that are like, it's concave, it's hollow, it's this, it's that. It's made from fucking cheese. You know what? Cool. Cool, man. Cool. Whatever your take is, whatever your opinion is, share it. Talk to people about it. Find information about it. Don't act like you know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows, right? And all of us are walking around toting our heads off that we know some shit. And it's the same thing as the media. The media is pretending like they know. The media is now just simply a faction of conspiracy. They're another one. There's the guys that think the earth is flat. There's the guys that think the earth is concave. There's the guys that think the earth is hollow. There's the people that watch the news that think earth is a space ball. Fucking space balls. Comb the desert. Space balls. We're balls in space just floating around. Yeah, man. That's what it is. Because that's what I believe. Because that's what I was told my whole life. I'm going to go down and hang out with Jenny by the beach, man. So there's so much to research. And the fact that people would denounce it and go, you know what, I'm going to listen to the expert down on blah, 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 blah. You're mocking people that are doing free work. Anyone that mocks a conspiracy theorist is mocking somebody willing to put the effort in. because you're sitting there going, I'm just going to watch television and regurgitate what they told me, man. Right? But that's just stupid and weak. So all you guys out there right now doing battle with the quote-unquote normies, we're not at war with them. We're not at war with anybody. If you've done research and if you see something, if you believe the Earth is flat or globe or a giant space ball, or if you believe that it's hollow, or if you believe that COVID is a real virus, which it is. COVID is out there, and that's the illusion. There are people with this thing, right? There's like 1 in a billion people. It's just the same as flu. People have the flu, man. You've got the flu. Who hasn't had the flu? You ever sit there? You know you've done this, right? You're sitting on the toilet with a bucket in your hands because you know the minute that vomit comes up, it's coming out the other side too. And a few of you just squirmed in your cars because it's happened before. And one of you, guarantee, is listening to this right now, experiencing that right now, going, I think I'm dying from COVID. You've got the flu. God damn it. But COVID's real. It ain't what the numbers are. The hospitals are empty. The hospitals are sending COVID patients away. Why are the hospitals empty? My biggest question in all of this, why are the hospitals empty? I don't have any answers. I used to have a lot of answers, but then I realized that I had more questions. My answers yielded more questions. So more questions were asked. And when more questions get asked, more questions come up. But for me to say, I have done my research and I know the answer, it's bullshit. I lean a certain way. As much as I don't want to be all QAnon, I would love to see the adrenochrome bastards go down. Because it's real. Adrenochrome has been blasted all, like, if you don't even do research, adrenochrome has been blasted all throughout media everywhere. And the rumor has it that they have to tell you what they're doing so that you can just be like, meh. So it's like part of the Cree. I don't know what the whole story is, but that's the rumor. And when you see things like Monsters, Inc., the Disney show where the monsters have to fill up the vials of fear and that's their job and it looks fun, yay, and the kids are terrified, good stuff, lots of fun. Or you look at things like American Horror Story, a hotel, where the whole thing is about, it's about this adrenochrome rush. It's about, there's this huge thing that you can look on online and it's the pool. It's this pool where they drain kids. As if I have to have this conversation on a motivational podcast. Like, fuck. You know what? And maybe I am. You know, the guys over at No Mercy, I want to give a huge shout out to Tommy G and No Mercy. If you guys haven't listened to that podcast, jump over there. Tommy G and No Mercy. I'm working my ass off to get that guy on the show. He's a rock star. Tommy G and No Mercy, these guys are killing it. But to bring that back in, you know, this stuff is real. The evidence of this stuff is real. Pizzagate is real. Hillary Clinton and this stuff is real. Like, it's there. There's so much if this, then that. And when you're in business, you know that if this, then that leads to things. Ugh. Anyhow, I have so much to say. And all I really want to say is, you guys, right now, the people that are looking into this stuff, the people that are asking questions, don't go to war with other people. You're not here to convince anyone. You're here to find your answers and then communicate with other people and prepare yourself for what's coming. You know what's coming. You can drop hints to your friends and be like, this is kind of what's going to go down. You know, but we don't know. We don't know, and we shouldn't be as arrogant as the newsies. You know, we used to watch the news too, and some people just aren't meant to wake up. Some people, we can't all be awake because nothing would ever get done. It'd just be a bunch of people going, what the hell? But I'll tell you this right now, whatever happens, if they're all true, if all the theories are accurate, and a piece of this and a piece of that, and some of this is 5G, and some of this is coronavirus, and some of this is adrenochrome, and some of this is pedos, and some of this is, you know, wiping out the elites, I think it's all real. And I think when they say stay in your house, I'm like, fuck it, just chill. Just hang out in your house, man. Get a new video game or something. And that's a funny thing too. I was going to pick up the N64, not N64. There's my age, ladies and gentlemen. I was going to buy the N64, but it's not 1994 anymore, so I couldn't get it. Weird. Whatever they call the new Nintendo, I was going to buy that for my niece. And then I didn't buy it. I'm like, she's not going to give a shit. But now there's people price gouging. Like, you want to get the Nintendo Switch. If you want to get a Switch, you're paying like $700. Because people are like, well, we're stuck in the house now. Might as well have a Nintendo. Hey. Nah. All I did was pick up the new baseball game. So if anybody wants to play online, I'll play you. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll play you. Honestly, I haven't had time for video games. I wish I did, though. Actually, what I've done with the new baseball game is because I love baseball so much, and I'm aware that baseball is just a part of the whole part of the show. It's because I work alone. It's because, for the most part, I am by myself. And the guys that do the baseball commentary, they just talk back and forth. And you get used to it. It's like you've got friends. I've got the baseball and I got the podcast guys telling me stuff. But it's funny. So I put it on today and set the two teams to computer and just, it was like the game was on in the background. A little bit of normality. You know, and that helps a lot of people. It helps to have a semblance of normality. But I'm telling you, regardless of who's right, we're all in for a change. There is no going back to the way it was. And that could just be Mother Nature, regardless of who pulled the trigger on what, na-na-na-na. We think we're in so much in control. There was such a reset. In the song, Wash It All Away, Mother's going to come and wash it all away. Mother Nature, right? This is a reset. And they say of biblical proportion, you can believe in the Bible. You don't have to believe in the Bible. Regardless, all these stories exist for a reason, for us to pick and choose kind of a little bit about what we want. But I'm telling you, it's going to get weird and it's going to get exciting. And people are going to come to you. You right now listening to this show are going to be the voice, because people are going to be like, wow, you were right. You were partially right. Or you're going to be able to comprehend things because you already are thinking outside the box. And I love each and every one of you. And thank you guys for the emails. I'll address a few more things a little bit later. I have to run right now, but I will be back later today. So that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, man. In the infamous words of Red Green, keep your stick on the ice.
Thank you for listening to today's Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. Let the team know you're listening by using the hashtag MMA and Mental Mastery Alliance. Want more motivation? Be sure to follow online on Instagram at Mental Mastery Alliance and on Facebook at Mental Mastery Alliance. And remember, your perception creates your reality. Make it a great day.
You got it, Pontiac.